Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Fashion businesses are often entrenched in a balancing act where they have to weigh various factors into their costing and sourcing decisions, whether it be consumer-driven demands such as transparency, traceability, sustainability, and labor conditions, or more universal concerns including costs. I'm Glenn Taylor, logistics editor at Sourcing Journal, and I'm here with Stuart McCready-Stocks, brand director at fashion technology leader Coats Digital, to dive into how costing and sourcing executives can improve their decision-making and optimize the buying process. Stuart, thank you for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. Much appreciated.
Well, let's kick things off. How would you assess the overall situation in relation to end-to-end transparency in the supply chain today, and how does this impact key costing and sourcing decision-making?
Okay, so interesting question. And I think the reality is there's still lots of work to do. Things aren't the way that we need them to be. And so there's still lots to do. I think also it's fair to, it's fair to say that I think post COVID, both brands and vendors are still in what I call survival mode. So they're protecting themselves. When they're in that kind of self-protect mode, they're also quite reluctant to share data. The reality is that we can't continue to make these costing and sourcing decisions based on the typical three pillars that we see brands and brands making these decisions on, which is very much around cost, quality, and lead time. And when we then try to look at how to support brands in contextualizing those costs and sourcing decisions, we want to give them the sustainability data that they need and the insights that they need to do that, right? So I break this down into kind of three key pillars. Lots of people will be aware of the triple P methodology, but I break it down into people, planet, and performance. So we need to contextualize that traditional data with things like fair wage. So, you know, people need to be paid fair wage, and we need to get the right level of transparency to be able to see that, to make those right decisions. We also need to make sure that we're contextualizing those costing and sourcing decisions with the fact that we are understanding that sourcing route and the negative impact that it has on the environment. And again, we need to have that level of visibility to help us understand that both the brand and the vendor elements of the supply chain are also being profitable, right? Because it's that profitability that secures their future position in the industry, but also the ability to reinvest into more sustainable practices.
And it's interesting you bring that up. I mean, with sustainability being such a key driving force in the fashion industry today, how is your team enabling partners to get a better read on sustainable sourcing? And how do you help partners balance the sustainability with the higher costs?
So I think the perception is that more sustainability garments cost more. And if you break it down into what I kind of see as the raw components, you're right. So, you know, if we look at sourcing more sustainable fabrics, they are more expensive than the non-sustainable fabrics. If we look at paying people more money so that we fall in line with delivering against fair wage living benchmarks rather than minimum wages, it costs more. What we're trying to do as tech providers and tech partners to brands and retailers is to ensure that we're offering the right level of tech. So if you look at our kind of portfolio of technologies, we offer technologies that do exactly that. So how to optimize the most the methodologies used to produce a garment, how to make sure that you're reducing the waste, how to make sure that you're planning effectively. We have lots of pieces of technology within our portfolio that are trying to support brands and retailers get to that cost neutral position, but produce a more sustainable garment.
And as a tech company, like you brought up, what advice do you have for apparel brands in terms of improving collaboration with manufacturing partners, particularly around this digital connect?
When I work with brands and retailers, I think one of the important things to think about is how they collaborate and connect on different things before we even consider technology. Where we start to see these kind of collaboration doors open, which lead to better tech connect, is things like ensuring that brands are educated enough to be able to understand actually the reality of producing a garment in the real world, in a production environment, on the shop floor. That really starts. So they're coming from a point of understanding and empathy rather than not understanding their expectations or their asks. The other thing is as well that I think that we need to consider how we validate our expectations. So when brands go to vendors, they're not pointing at the vendor saying, this is what I need from you. And the reason is because you did this last year or because somebody else can do it that way. Actually, the way we should be positioning our expectations is with evidence and validations that what we're asking for is sustainable, it's realistic, and it's achievable. And all of those kind of validations come from using technologies that can help vendors understand what we're asking for is sensible. And then I think the third thing for me is that we need to focus on sharing kind of improvements and performance goals. So where we are able to make improvements which deliver on maybe more profit or more effective delivery, or shorter lead times, those are the things we then share between us. I think having a mindset of if we deliver or able to achieve more through utilizing a certain route, then it is either goes directly to the brand, which is a lot of the expectations that the vendors are expecting the kind of brand to ask for. So I think approaching it with a mindset of whatever benefits we get here, guys, it's something we're willing to share between us and our supply chain partners. That also opens up that piece to connectivity. There are actually areas that we can work on really supporting brands deliver the connectivity piece and the collaboration piece outside of tech that leads to then opening those tech collaboration pieces in a much easier, much friendlier way.
And Coats Digital has been working on some other technologies as well designed to manage target cost creation and validation for sourcing options, including environmental impact measurements, for example. Can you take us through the process of developing the solution and your inspiration behind the tech?
Sure. So I think both professionally and personally, sustainability is at the core of everything that we do and that I try to do. So the inspiration really came from how do we as great tech partners make sure we're supporting brands in delivering against consumer expectations? We as a tech provider have a number of technologies already in our portfolio. And I think one of the things that we wanted to do was really kind of take those independent pieces of technology and put them together. So consolidate what we already have to make it much more powerful to support the brand and retailer. And then what we understand is that there is no single tech provider that has all of the answers. So what we wanted to do was build great relationships. We wanted to start collaborating with people outside of what we have to deliver to add more value to that, again, to support the brand and retailers in delivering against the expectations of the consumers. So we have made great partnerships to help us validate the impact measurements against a particular sourcing route for a particular garment. So, we want to avoid this whole greenwashing thing that's really, really got a real focus at the moment. So trying to make sure that we can deliver validations around impact measurement is key. The other thing for us was, which I think is typically the missing piece when we look at costing and sourcing, is the people bit, the wage bit, the cost of the labor. So we have partnered with a company called the Fair Wage Network. They provide us independent quality data around fair wage living benchmarks that we can also pull into this target cost creation piece. I think, to be fair, I think that's what we've tried to do for some time now, but we are working with a lot of good quality brands who are supporting us in this direction, which is great.
And key stakeholders across the supply chain, whether it be the brands you were speaking about, whether it be the manufacturers, all of them are trying to manage all these complexities introduced by the sustainability agenda. And sometimes they struggle to understand either where to start or how to make the biggest impact. What would your advice be to these companies?
From our perspective and the experience that we have, there are kind of key foundational blocks that we need to put in place. The first one is we start small. Don't try and take on too much change. Too much change in one particular time can be disruptive, and that disruption can lead to destruction. So we try to make sure that what we look at is how to do this, but in a manageable way. So start small. the next thing for us is thinking about the partners that we want to involve in this. So brands and vendors don't generally tend to do this on their own. They try to bring in experts from within the industry that can help them kind of understand how other people do this. So having that experience with brands and retailers that have done this previously, but also where they understand not just the front end of the life cycle, so not just the kind of brand retail side, but also the vendor space, so that they can really sit back and have a holistic view over this is really key. So look for the right partners outside of your, you know, area of understanding is the second thing that I would say. The third thing is don't do this on your own. So for any brand or retailer that wants to do this, do it in collaboration with some of those key stakeholders in your supply chain. So look for partners in your supply chain that are more strategic, or you know, maybe they have the same mindset as you have. Maybe they have the same goals or performances that they want to improve on.
Excellent. Well, Stuart, that certainly feels like great advice for anybody that's in the supply chain realm, whether it's brands, manufacturers, suppliers. Anybody needs this kind of advice that you're saying is very relevant to the audience out there that watches us every day and listens to us. So on behalf of Sourcing Journal, thank you, Stuart, just for being able to take the time here today. It's been a great chat.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.